Hey, it's Scott Tempesta from Sailing Anarchy, back with another one of my genius podcasts. For those of you keeping track at home, it's episode 773, I believe. And today, I just want to spend a few minutes kind of recapping and going over a pretty awful incident that happened at the Etchells 22 Worlds in Miami Beach. I would dare to say probably most of you know about this. Some of you may not, but the essence is a young woman at the Etchells World had some unfortunate encounters with, I don't know, no less than a half dozen men. She says in the letter that she wrote about this event. And by the way, if you want to read the letter and then jump into the really long thread that's now up to 28 pages, which is pretty good. Just simply go to Sailing Anarchy, go to Sailing Anarchy forums, and just scroll down and you'll see the Etchells World creeps. And you'll see it and you can get in there. The comments are interesting, a little bit of everything. But the essence is this. Cute girl sails at regatta. Cute girl decides to dare to put on a skirt and a little bit of makeup and goes out. After, I think, the last day of racing at night. And she was harassed a number of ways, sexually harassed. Let's be clear about this, including unwanted touching, just really like aggressive stuff. And I want you to read the letter yourself. I'm not going to read it out loud because it'll take too long. But let me just scroll down where she's finally had enough of all of what happened that night, including a guy putting his hand around her waist, tried to pull him toward him. A guy tried to grab her hand, et cetera, et cetera. Let me just read what she says kind of at the end of this letter. I'm fucking tired of this. My outfit change gives you no license to be a creep. Regatta after regatta, I have to put up with the same shit. You men know exactly who you are, and I'm fucking sick of you. I have no respect for you. I'll never be on a boat with you. I have half a mind to name you right here so everyone else can know what disgusting shits you are. But the sad thing is a lot of people already know who you are, and they allow you to continue on, and I will just be called out as a drama starter because boys will be boys, and I was dressed like I wanted it. If you really cared about increasing women's participation in sailing, then you would actually respect us as people, not just as sailors. And I truly appreciate all the men who do respect us and support us. You are thankfully the majority. To the good guys, please help us put the creeps in their place. Because no matter how many times I said no, walked away, pushed them off me, it still didn't matter. What a condemnation of the sport. And it's the result of what happens when you have too many guys, not enough girls, and alcohol. I mean, we know what happens. We've all been to these regattas. I mean, not in Etchell's World, but, you know, it could be even at your own local yacht club. I mean, this stuff just does happen. It's completely unacceptable. It seems to never, ever stop. Cute girls in the yacht clubs always get way too much unwanted attention. And you know, there's just a lack of any sort of, not necessarily rules, but you know, any ethics or morals or knowing right from wrong. And I know a lot of that gets thrown right out the window when you've been drinking. I mean, if there's one thing drugs do, and alcohol is a drug, you know, they alter your state of being, sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. And alcohol is one of the worst, I think, in terms of turning people into complete assholes. Likely assholes to start with. An asshole, though, combusted with alcohol, trouble. And I believe this young lady has described that trouble and those guys without doing the most important thing here. And I wrote in short editorial about this, and a lot of you in the forum agree with this. I mean, it matters not to me who agrees with it or who doesn't. I know I'm right on this. The only way this stops is names have to be named. People have to be called out. Witnesses need to come forward. Because until you do that, nothing changes. There are no consequences for any of these douchebags who pulled this shit on this young lady. I mean, listen, it's fine to just like look at a girl who's dressed up and go, damn, you look nice. Or, you know, not your, I like your hair or whatever it can be. Just like you can just like compliment her. You don't have to fucking rape her. And that isn't what happened here. But how far away was that from happening? How many times is that very far away from multiple times of that happening? How many times has it actually happened? More than once. Almost nobody ever gets called out. I said this in my editorial, and I don't want to go over the same ground, but if those very few brave young ladies hadn't come out and outed Harvey Weinstein, whoever he is, you know, the creepy movie producer dude, if they hadn't done that, then he'd still be doing the same stuff. And I hate to say, but it's the same thing here. This isn't, you know, equivalent to that level of douchebaggery, but you know what? It's on the same path. And I just think that you've got to name names. You've got to have witnesses. And you've got to go to the yacht clubs and the governing body and World Sailing, which, by the way, we sent a request for a comment to them. Because this regatta is a world championship and they sanction it, they haven't responded. And of course they haven't responded. World Sailing is tone deaf to just about everything anyway, but for goddamn sure they're not going to say shit about this. Because you know what? Well, you've got to act like nothing bad happened and you don't acknowledge what just happened at your sanctioned regatta, which is just another reason why World Sailing needs to go. U.S. Sailing needs to go. There just has to be governing bodies with teeth that are actually concerned about the right things instead of almost always concerned about the wrong things. It just needs to be done. You need, by the way, you need to know, you young ladies and any aged lady who goes to a yacht club and wants to dress up afterwards or whatever it might be, you should know who these guys are. I don't have names. I have a couple of indications of who the names are. It's not my job to out them. I'll just get sued. It's not my job at all. It's my job to talk about it and to comment on it and to recommend the things that need to be done. And really and truly, the only thing that must be done here is names must be named. Witnesses must be brought forth, because certainly when you read this woman's letter, you'll see the number of guys saw this. Now, will they come forth to rat on their bros? Probably not. I mean, that whole high-end fleet racing with pros and pros and then some more pros. Well, while they might cut each other's lunch and not like each other, I think that when something like this happens to one of their bro pros, they circle the wagons. They don't say shit. No, I didn't see it. No, I wasn't there. No, that wasn't me. You can hear the litany of excuses and lies. But until this is fully outed in the best way that can be done, nothing's going to change. So just figure that you're going to get creeped on by dudes at, by the way, I was going to say you get creeped on at bars. At every bar, everywhere, at every event, everywhere. This is the kind of shit that happens. Guys are pigs. You know, I'm creepy sometimes. I mean, my nickname is Uncle Creepy, but I'd never in a bazillion years would go anywhere near doing something like this. You know, you might say something, you might try to hit on a chick or, you know, whatever desperate measures that we guys tend to resort to. But, you know, every guy in the world, maybe except Brad Pitt, a couple others, Carlos Sainz, Charles Leclerc, we all have PhDs in rejection. We all have had girls say no about a million different ways to whatever, you know, either brilliant or lame advances we might have. So, hey, You're not from this yacht club, are you? You know, it's a very lame example, but probably incredibly accurate in a lot of ways. So this is a unfortunate incident. That's one way to put it. But the problem is everybody knows. The hosting yacht club knows. The officers know. World Sailing knows. All y'all who were there and heard about it and witnessed, or God forbid you participated in this kind of ridiculous behavior, you all know, and you're not doing anything. You're not doing a fucking thing about correcting. You can't correct what happened, but outing what happened in a real way with real names and real witnesses. And, you know, maybe she needs to lawyer up. I would suggest that she probably does. Because no doubt, just like we don't know her name, you guarantee that a bunch of guys in the fleet know her name. And by the way, you can also imagine the kind of shit that she's going to get going forward. I read your letter. It was uncalled for. Who do you think you are, bitch? Right? I mean, this dude's acting badly almost all the time. And it's unfortunate for us dudes who don't do that. And it's horrific for the women. I mean, what must be going through their mind when a guy makes these kind of advances? It's like, am I going to be raped? Is that what's next? I don't know. And I don't really want to know. I think what needs to be known is these fuckers who did this need to be outed. And I think it's incumbent upon her to do this. I think it's incumbent upon the bros who saw it to come forward with this. And I think it's incumbent upon the yacht club. Have they issued any big statement? I know the Etchells 22 class did. Okay. I mean, sure. Good for them. But have they done anything about it? You can issue a statement all day long, but what are you doing about it? What is World Sailing doing about it? What is U.S. Sailing doing about it? I can probably guarantee you nothing is the answer. So jump into this thread on the Sailing Anarchy Forum called Etchell's World Creeps. Take a look at what people are saying on this. And I know that I'm right about this. I mean, I'm absolutely right that the only way to affect change is to make a bold step forward. And outing these guys is exactly that. All right. Off the soap opera box and for Sailing Anarchy, I'm Scott Tempesta, and we'll see you next time.